Hello and welcome back to Weathering the Storm, a podcast where we strive to weather the storms of life by placing and sustaining an unwavering faith in God. I'm your host, Drew Suttles, and I am so very grateful that you've taken time out to listen today. This is going to be our final episode in our series on Satan's plan of attack. This, of course, will be part 5 in episode 16, and we're going to discuss the dangers of social media. If you listened last week, we talked about Satan Plus, the dangers of streaming services and entertainment choices, but we're going to really factor in and focus on social media. I know it's something that is very widespread, especially with our young people that are on it, but I believe all of us who are on social media can hopefully benefit from this and think about what Satan's trying to do through his influence through the avenue of social media. And so I thank you again for listening today. I hope that this can be beneficial in your walk with the Lord, and that it will help you to weather the storm in the home. Again, this is Season 7 of Weathering the Storm on the Scattered Abroad Network. We appreciate you listening, appreciate your prayers. We would love to hear from you. Contact us at san@msop.org. You can find us on Facebook, on Instagram, on YouTube, and you can, of course, subscribe to our master feed if you haven't already. You can get content every day of the week. We encourage you to do that and hope that it will be helpful for you. So again, as we close out this series on Satan's plan of attack, just to review where we've been, and if you haven't listened, I encourage you to go back and listen to this series as a whole, because hopefully it'll paint the picture of what Satan's trying to do through his influence. Number one, we emphasize that he wants to neutralize the man. He wants to take the spiritual leadership out. Number two, he wants to promote a busy schedule. And that if your schedule is so full that you can't serve God, that's exactly what he wants. Number three, we talked about forbidden sexual lust, the danger of pornography, the danger of what's out there in the world. And then, of course, last week, as I mentioned, we talked about Satan Plus and the dangers of entertainment. But today we want to discuss Satan's plan of attack for the home includes the avenue of social media. As we begin, we want to define our terms. What exactly is social media? Well, social media, according to Investopedia.com, tells us that social media is a computer-based technology that facilitates the sharing of ideas, thoughts, and information through virtual networks and communities. From Facebook to Instagram to X, which used to be Twitter, to YouTube, there are more than 4.7 billion people who are using social media. That's roughly 60% of the world's population. So if that tells you anything, it tells you that this is going to affect a lot of people, because a lot of us are on social media, myself included. In Acts chapter 17, you may remember when the Apostle Paul went to the city of Athens and his spirit was stirred within him because he saw that they were totally given over to idolatry. The people, the Epicureans, the Stoics, the different philosophers of the day, they wanted to hear what Paul said. What's this babbler going to say now? Because, of course, he's preaching Christ and the resurrection. But in Acts 17 and verse 21, there's a really interesting statement. For all the Athenians and the foreigners who were there spent their time in nothing else but either to tell or to hear some new thing. Now, I'm a firm believer that the Holy Spirit anticipated every error. I do believe that. I believe that he anticipated errors about himself, what people would say, different views and doctrines that would be taught, the doctrines of different doctrines regarding salvation. I believe that he anticipated that. But could it be, perhaps, that throughout the sands of time, he anticipated there would be such a thing called social media? I mean, think about this description. They spent their time in nothing else but to tell or to hear some new thing. Is that not described scrolling on Facebook? I'm here to post something and tell somebody about something, or I'm here to find out what's going on with everybody else. I mean, that's social media. And again, more than 4.7 billion people use social media. On this website, Investopedia, there are some key takeaways I want to share with you. Again, social media is digital technology that allows the sharing of ideas and information, including text and visuals, through virtual networks and communities. Social media typically features user-generated content that lends itself to engagement via likes, shares, comments, and discussion. Social media is credited with helping people build community and faulted for facilitating disinformation and hate speech. Social media is also an increasingly important part of many companies' marketing campaigns. The largest social media platforms worldwide are Facebook, YouTube, WhatsApp, Instagram, and WeChat. In fact, on this website, they give you the top 10 social media platforms worldwide. Here they are. Facebook, 2.96 billion users. YouTube, 2.51 billion users. WhatsApp, 2 billion users. Instagram's 2 billion users. WeChat is 1.31 billion. TikTok is 1.5 billion. Facebook Messenger, 931 million. Douyin, D-O-U-Y-I-N, haven't heard of that, but there's 715 million users. Telegram, 700 million. And Snapchat, 635 million users on Snapchat. It's interesting that Twitter, or X now, and Pinterest didn't make the top 10 list. Twitter, or X, is 14th with 556 million. Pinterest is 15th with 445 million. So again, Facebook is the most popular with close to 3 billion users. Now, going through this article, very interesting. I want you to think about some different things. And really, I guess I want us to go and discuss the positives and negatives of social media, the pros and cons. Let's start with the positives, right? Let's start with the good things. As far as the pros are concerned, one of the biggest pros of social media is you can spread the gospel. You know, we think about this podcast right here. We're able to spread this through all kinds of avenues, and I'm so thankful for that. Through our YouTube channel, through Instagram, and through Facebook. When I record these articles every Thursday morning when they come out, one of the first things I do is I go and I share it on my personal page, and I also share it on the Quitman Church of Christ Facebook page. I do that because it's just an effort to spread the gospel. More people who are scrolling through will see the logo, they'll see the name, and maybe they'll click, maybe they'll listen. I keep thinking about this. What would the Apostle Paul do on social media? Do you not think that could be a platform for good? Could you imagine what he would do if he had those tools available for him? I mean, it's just amazing to think about. So that's one of the biggest, that's the number one pro or the positive about it, is being able to spread the gospel. Second, you can connect and reconnect with friends. I think that's a great thing. You know, you can keep up with people and they'll post a picture of their kids growing up and you can see that, or a marriage announcement, or you know, a new baby announcement, whatever the case may be. It's great to connect and reconnect, especially when you have, you know, great distance between you. And, you know, with that, you can stay up to date with family and friends. I mentioned, you know, photos. A lot of times you don't get to see your family sometimes, especially when there's a great distance. So through Facebook, through Instagram, through Snapchat, you know, through some of these avenues, it can be a really good thing. But when you think about the cons, just a few that come to mind. Number one is the time that you spend. Have you ever thought about how much time you spend on social media? I mean, it's amazing to think about the overuse. I read a story about this a few years ago. It broke my heart. It was down in Florida. And this woman had her small child with her. And the mother was negligent and wasn't paying attention. And the baby was crying. This young child was crying and pitching a fit and doing this and that. And the mother was too busy scrolling on Facebook. And if I remember correctly, that child died because of negligence. And the mother, just when they came to find the child on the ground, she was still on the computer scrolling on Facebook. Now, it just shows the danger of doing this. And I'm sure you could look up and probably find more stories that are tragic like that. Think about people who are driving down the road scrolling on social media. There's such an addiction with just that scroll. Such an addiction. We're going to talk about that here in just a moment with the psychological detrimental purposes of it. But according to this article, internet users ages 16 to 64 worldwide spend a daily average of 2 hours and 31 minutes on social media. This is of late 2022. Data Reportal adds that social media now accounts for its greatest ever share of total online time, with almost 4 in every 10 minutes spent online now attributable to social media activities. Isn't that amazing? 4.7 billion people in our world are on social media. And the average time is 2 hours and 31 minutes. 2 hours and 31 minutes a day, on average, for almost 5 billion people. The Bible, of course, talks about the importance of redeeming the time. Ephesians chapter 5, we talked about that in a previous series on this season. But if you're spending 2 hours and 31 minutes scrolling on Facebook, that's 2 hours and 31 minutes that you'll never get back, that you've missed spending time with your family, that you've missed spending time in the Word of God, that you've missed actually talking to someone face-to-face. And I believe that's one of the biggest negatives or downside of social media is we've lost personal interaction. You know, we've lost the ability to sit down at someone's coffee table and talk to them. There's an old country song by Tracy Lawrence called If the World Had a Front Porch. And it's the idea of going back to you know, his grandparents on the front porch and people coming by, and you know, we'd all be friends. We'd treat each other like our own next of kin because you had that personal interaction. You know, you had people that you talked to, and people would sit up on your porch and you would just talk. But nowadays, you just catch up through social media. And I believe that can be negative. We've lost the personal interaction. We've lost the face-to-face contact because we've got it. We can do it from the confine of your phone or your computer screen at home. Another con, of course, is the dangerous ads. When you think about some of the ads that pop up, it might be harmless and you may click on it not even thinking anything. You may be looking at a sports website. You're trying to catch up, you know, on the information on your team, and then boom, here comes an ad. And sometimes you'll be clicked right beside it, or you might hover over it and click, and it takes you somewhere you don't want to go. Very dangerous. We're going to look at that as we close here in just a few moments. We mentioned from the article, there's also misinformation. You can see, well, I saw it on Facebook. You know, I saw social media. Somebody said, Abraham Lincoln quoted, if it's on the internet, it must be true. I mean, so people aren't really processing this. They'll say, well, I saw it on Facebook, or I read it on Instagram. I saw a picture on Instagram. It's got to be true. It's got to be it. And it creates this stigma. It creates this false sense of, you know, this is where I get my information. In 2004, some of you listening, you might remember this, MySpace. I had a MySpace. I loved MySpace. You could get the background with, you know, your favorite sports team logo. You could put your status of who you were and if you were in a relationship, even though back in 2004, I think I might have been sixth grade, maybe. But it's funny, I can remember that. MySpace was the thing back then. It was cool. It was the first network to reach 100 million, or 1 million, rather, monthly active users. And it's just kind of neat to think about social media and how it started and how it kind of originated and evolved. And really, it just started out as a way for people to interact with friends and family. That was really the reason. But social media has exploded because businesses gravitated toward these platforms. They said, you know what? Hey, we can reach audiences globally through this. According to Global Web Index, 46% of internet users worldwide get their news through social media. That compares to 40% of users who view news on news websites. Gen Z and millennials were most likely to view news on social sites versus other generations. So, you know, the old days of picking up the newspaper and reading through it for your info, those days are essentially gone because you can pop on your phone and pop on Facebook and here you have it. It's constantly changing. It's used for so many different purposes. But again, it's very dangerous because of how many people are on it and how it can negatively affect you. In this article, it says that Many teens' use and overuse of social media has raised questions about its effect on their physical and mental health by distracting them, disrupting their sleep, and exposing them to bullying, rumor spreading, unrealistic views of other people's lives, and peer pressure. This is from the Mayo Clinic. And that's something that's really something I've noticed is people's attention span. You know, they tell us in preaching school, and I've heard this from preachers' workshops, that you only got a few minutes with your audience. The attention span has gotten so much shorter over the years. And one of the main reasons is we're almost programming our minds to just scroll, swipe, and look at what's coming up next. That can be extremely, extremely dangerous. It's going to rechange the way you think. It's going to hurt your attention span. And you're going to stop focusing on things that matter because you're worried you're going to miss out on something on social media. That's what we see, and that's what's happening. So as we close out this series and we talk about Satan's influence and attacking the home, parents, be mindful. If you've got children who are at that age where they want to be on Facebook and Instagram and Snapchat, monitor that and be on top of that. Because, you know, Snapchat, and I haven't been on Snapchat in years, but used to, you know, once you sent an image, that was it. You know, it would be deleted. That you open it up, you look at it for a few seconds, and it's gone. But I believe now, with screenshot capabilities and different things, you could take a Snapchat from someone and screenshot that picture, and now you've got it. And then you can go and you can change it up, and you can send it wherever you want. And once it's out there in the world of technology, you got 4.7 billion people who have access to that. That's something to think about. And so we've got to be so careful when it comes to social media. You know, Satan, through his influence, he wants to say, look, it's good. You can use it for good, and you can. Hey, it's good to catch up. Hey, just spend about 5 minutes here before you wind down tonight. And then you catch yourself scrolling for 3+ hours. It'll take you away from time that you need to be spending in personal interaction with people. And so I want us to close with Psalm 1. I've mentioned this on this podcast before. I know we did a whole season on weathering the storm with the Psalms. And Psalm 1 has been called the introduction, God's introduction to the book of Psalms. It's about the blessed man and the man who's going to perish. You have 6 verses, the first 3 emphasizing what the blessed man does, the latter 3 emphasizing the ungodly, what they're going to do. It's a huge contrast between what you're supposed to do and what you're not supposed to do. So I want us to focus on verses 1-3 as we wind down this episode and as we close out this series. Psalm 1, verses 1-3, New King James Version. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seat of the scornful. But his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law he meditates day and night. He shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither, and whatever he does, he shall prosper. Roy Deaver once gave the image of the blessed man who does not walk in the counsel of the ungodly, or stand in the path of sinners, or sit in the seat of the scornful, talking about a man who was an alcoholic, who had repented, he recovered, he's no longer an alcoholic, he fights against it. But every day on his walk home from work, there's the old bar he used to sit at. And this man would walk by the bar, and he would keep walking. And because he kept walking, he wasn't standing and looking into the bar. And because he didn't stand and look into the bar, he didn't go sit down at the bar and have a drink. You see, but the man before would walk by the window, and he would stop. He would stand and look in. Next thing you know, he's sitting down at the bar, and he's getting drunk. But here it says the blessed man doesn't keep walking in the counsel of the ungodly. He does not stand in the path of sinners. He does not sit in the seat of the scornful. You might say, okay, where are you going with this? Think about this on scrolling on social media. Blessed is the man who does not click on content promoted by the ungodly, nor scrolls in the path of sinners, nor visits or subscribes to the seat of the scornful. You see, when you're on your phone, it's the idea of the blessed man. You're either going to keep walking in the counsel of the ungodly, keep scrolling, or you're going to realize, I don't need to be on this website. I don't need to share this content. I don't need to visit this. I don't need to spend my time chasing this and chasing that. And so I want you to remember that when you're on social media and you spend time, and listen, I'm not saying that I don't, because I do. I look at it for my updates on my teams. I share pictures with people. I look at pictures of others. I get to talk with people that normally I don't get to talk to. Keep up with things. I mean, we all do that, and I understand that. And again, 4.7 billion people use it. But we've got to use it correctly. We've got to use it correctly. We've got to be patient. We've got to be smart. We've got to be focused on what we're doing with our time, what we're visiting. Because if not, Satan can use this as a platform to hurt us. And ultimately, he can get into the home and he can wreak havoc with it. As you think about this, I want to go back to the article we shared, investopedia.com. It said, the bottom line is this, for better or worse, social media has reshaped our lives, capturing more than 4.7 billion users worldwide and counting. From a business perspective, it has also revolutionized commerce, and it seems likely to continue to do so. Here's what I gather from that. Social media is not going anywhere. It is a multi-billion dollar business. It's able to connect people, and it's going to be here, and it's going to be around. So what do we do it? What do we do with it? Well, we live in the world, but must not be of the world. We are to put into practice Romans 12, 1 and 2. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Don't be conformed to the world. You can be on social media and you can use it as a platform for good. And I hope that we'll all do that. But understand that Satan will use this through his influence to attack the home, to attack your children. And we've got to be diligent. We've got to make the effort to make sure that doesn't happen. Well, this sums up our series on Satan's plan of attack. And I hope that we've been able to discuss some things that have been helpful. I hope that we'll be able to take a stand for what is right, and that we will not let him enact his plan on us, that we won't let him neutralize the man, that we won't let him bring in a busy schedule, that we won't give in to forbidden sexual lust, that we'll say no to Satan Plus, and that we'll monitor our time on social media and we'll use it properly to the glory of God. As we continue through this season, episode 17 through 20, we're going to be doing a series entitled Put on the Whole Armor of God. We're going to break down Ephesians 6, 10 through 18. And I say we because I'm having a good friend of mine. In fact, he's the associate minister here at the Equipment Church of Christ, Brother Gene Hill. Brother Gene is in his early 70s, and he had preached for 40 plus years. And so being able to listen to him and learn from him has been great for me. He has a wonderful perspective. He served in the Navy. And so we talk about some different things when it comes to the armor of God and what that looks like for a soldier. And just really excited to dive into that study with you. Again, that's going to be episode 17 through 20. So next week we'll kick off that series on putting on the whole armor of God. And then in episode 21, when we get there, Lord willing, we'll conclude with what it means, what it looks like to take a stand, going back to the example of Joshua. So again, we're winding down this season, just about 5 episodes left. But I hope and pray that you've been listening to the first 16 that we've done, and that they will help you, ultimately that they'll help you to weather the storms of life as they come your way, specifically help you weather the storm in the home. Again, I thank you for your time. Thank you so much for listening. And may God bless you.